Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sepideen is on the line, and I want to read everybody all the texts that Solana is getting because they love his segment, as did I. The first text, the most recent one, says, "I like your show because of the way you three go back and forth with each other, and then at the end of the day, you go out as a group. I really believe you're truly good friends." Yeah, two of us are. We tolerate Solana. No, I'm teasing. That was radio brilliance.
Yeah, he's breaking down the wall.
That was radio brilliance. I'll read you all these texts, but I got to get to Sepideen before we get out of here, because what's going to happen is the Miami Heat pregame show is starting at 5 o'clock on 790 The Ticket. So our simulcast is not going to be a simulcast in the 5 o'clock hour. Channing and I and Solana are physically moving studios to the 560 The Joe studios, and from 5 to 6, we'll be on 560 The Joe only. Anyway, Sepideen, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, got into it with Brian Flores today, and we have been fascinated by this since 2 o'clock. Do you know we've been trying to track you down since 2 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I know you guys have been trying to track me down, and I'm finally here, man. Let's get to it.
Omar told us that you were told to stand down. Are you risking everything by coming on with us?
No, I'm not risking everything, man. Let's do this.
All right. What happened? You were giggling during Brian Flores' press conference, apparently, and he called you out.
Yeah, I wasn't giggling. I smiled pretty widely, and I was very, very amused at what he said. Like Omar told you guys earlier, you know, he was asking a question about Nick Needham, who got the game-clinching interception on Sunday against the Colts. Nick Needham helped Brian Flores get his second win as Dolphins coach. And I think Omar was asking, you know, a question just about Nick Needham and how he's done this season and how he's coming along. And, you know, Brian Flores mentioned about how Nick Needham is getting a lot of attention on social media. He just so happens to be retweeting everything about the play and anything that has mentioned him in that play in the last couple of days or so. I think word of that got back to Brian Flores, and Brian Flores is trying to keep him humble. I don't think any of us here are ready to, like, you know, anoint Nick Needham as the next great NFL cornerback. I think he's a player who's going to have a good young career starting off now. But Flo said, "The world will make you think that you're a superstar, and maybe you are, but it doesn't really matter." And I smiled. I smiled widely. I was amused by that. And Flo took an issue with that.
And do you think he pointed you out unfairly? Did you think what he did today to you was unfair?
No, I don't think it was unfair at all. I was smiling. I was not laughing or giggling about it. But look, this is the second time in a couple weeks where Flo has kind of went out of his way to call out an undrafted rookie. You know, and I'm sorry, but that's kind of funny to me, man. I'm not going to hear a comment about, you know, a coach kind of poo-pooing his player for making a good play and not find that amusing. I think that's kind of happened there for me. But I think what Omar was talking about earlier was, you know, I asked a question Monday about coach's vision for the future at the quarterback position, and me and Flo got into a little bit of a stare down. It wasn't a question that he wanted to address. I mean, there were some things that he could have said. He could have said, "Hey, you know, I can't quit my day job to go find the next quarterback that I'm going to need here. I got to worry about these guys here." But we got into a little bit of stare down. I think maybe some of that carried over to my smirk today that led to being called out, I guess you could say.
Do you, Sepideen, have any regret over your wide smirk?
Oh, not at all. I plan on smiling a lot more. I've always smiled this brightly before. I'm a good-natured guy, man. I'm always going to look. If you say something funny, if I find something amusing, I'm going to smile. I'm not laughing at anybody. I'm laughing at what was being said, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still going to do what I got to do to cover the Dolphins, and hopefully what Brian Flores, you know, how long Brian Flores lasts here in South Florida once he gets a quarterback next year.
You have a beautiful smile, though, Saf, man. You should smile. Keep it going.
What just happened
That's
there?
That's what I'm doing, man. That's what I'm having, man. You know, Channing, I got a beautiful smile just like you, man. I got to be a Gator thing, you know?
I appreciate you. I mean, but is this part of your job? Like Omar was telling us, you have to ask tough questions. They get mad with you if they have a little problem with you or any animosity. Is it part of being a reporter?
Yeah, you ain't get mad at Omar about the tight end stuff, man?
I told him, and he was giggling earlier. I might slap him.
Oh, see that?
Look at that. Seth is laughing at you now.
Hey, man, I got to go to them some Sentinel offices and start slapping people.
Hey, man, come through, man. We got something back for you, too, man.
Woo! Dave Hyde is going to take it to you.
I won't slap Dave. Dave got a pocket knife.
So you,
yeah, man,
like,
this is the whole thing in the business, man. You got to ask a tough question. Maybe you get a tough answer. Maybe you don't get an answer. Maybe you get blown off. Maybe you get called out during your press conference, man. It's something you got to do. It's something that we got to, you know, handle with here on this side of the spectrum covering the team. But, you know, the Dolphins are 2-7, man. They won 2 in a row. They got the number 4 pick coming up now if everything stands. They got 7 games left. They look like they're going to win a couple more. They're going to be in a real unique position where they're either going to be lucky a quarterback drops to them. They're going to have to freaking, you know, sell the house to go get somebody that they want. They can probably end up getting somebody that, you know, doesn't pan out. They could probably end up landing somebody that does pan out. So many things can happen from now until April and even after that for this Dolphins team. And that's my job. That's what I'm trying to cover. That's what I've been asking Flores about this season. And we'll see how it all unfolds, you know, after Sunday too.
Safed Dean from the Sun Sentinel, but you were not, I'm just trying to figure out, were you being disrespectful to Brian Flores or were you not being disrespectful?
I don't think I was being disrespectful. I think Flo was trying to make a message for everybody on his team through the media. It just so happened that he was poo-pooing on a player that helped him win his second game here. And I found it really amusing that he said, you know, nobody's, you know, calling this kid a superstar. Maybe he is, maybe not. He's not. I thought that part of the question of the answer was funny, and I smiled.
Okay. But it's water under the bridge. You'll walk into the next press conference.
Me and Flo talked about this afterwards, man. I went out and talked to him right after it. We're good. We made eye contact and gave a little head nod to each other after practice today. Everything's good, man. I'm going into the press conference tomorrow. I got to think of a good question to ask Flo. We'll see how it goes. Everybody tune in on Dolphins Twitter and all that stuff to find it, man.
All right. Follow Safed Dean on Twitter and read his work at the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com.
I'm sorry, Hawk, I'm sorry, man. I know you wanted a little bit more controversy here.
Well, I actually, the real controversy is I've been calling you Safed for 2 years now, and I'm learning today through Brian Flores it's Safed.
Hey, I'm glad Flo got my name out, man. I'll take the clout anywhere I can take it, man.
Yeah, all right. So it's all water under the bridge. You and Coach Flores are good, and one day you'll go get an awesome blossom at Outback.
I'd love to see the day, man. I'll let you know about it.
Thank you for making some time for us. We appreciate it. You're very tough to track down, but Solana's killing it today. Nice job, Solana. Thank you, Safed.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, there you go. That was good. That was excellent. Solana, you are having your Mario Chalmers game. Somebody texted in. He is Mario Chalmers of radio. He'll give you terrible games, but then he'll put up a 20-point performance and hit that game-winning shot, right? There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.